Welcome to Expressive Espresso.
Today is about the power of you.
Anytime I'm scared of something, I feel impelled to attack it.
Expressive Espresso is the coffee shop for leaders like you.
If you don't fail, you're not even trying.
Expand your knowledge about personal development.
Anything that starts with I don't want to work is already a problem.
Entrepreneurship.
Invest in things that you understand.
And leadership.
You will change the world.
This is Expressive Espresso with Alexis DeAngicoli.
Thank you all for joining this episode of Expressive Espresso. I am your host, Alexis DeAngicoli, and I know it's been a while. It's actually been a little over a month, and I guess I need to explain myself. So I just needed a break. That was pretty much it. But I found out during that break that Wednesdays would not work for me. From now on, the podcast episodes will be released bi-weekly on Sundays. The title of this episode, I had to use the word entanglement because it is still trending. If you don't know, it's just pretty much a buzzword right now. I won't get into specifics with it, but I just wanted to use this as the opportunity to use that buzzword for good. And with everything that's going on, I decided to share a story as far as my entanglement with my budget. But first, we're going to have a snippet from Sip This Hustle, and this is going to be chapter 3, and it's going to be tip 4, creating a productive space. Not only did a reader tell me that this was an important tip for them, this is important regardless because a lot of us are still working from home and we want to be productive, whether that's starting our new business or continuing a new business or continuing our career. So on page 56, I have tip number 4, which is create a productive space. If you're working from home or in the office, it's important to create a space where you feel productive. Remember the 3 P's, which are productivity produces productivity. In other words, if you were productive in a particular space, your brain will want to be productive there again. You'll associate that place with the good feeling that you had there the last time you were able to crush it at work. Likewise, if you have a certain space that you associate with entertainment, perhaps the living room where the TV is, you'll want to do those fun things when you're there. So keep your fun places and your workplaces separate and make your workspace conducive for work. That was from Sip This Hustle, the book that I've wrote earlier this year. If you would like to grab a copy of that, you can check it out on Amazon and also on my website, which there you can receive an autographed copy, which is at alexis-danju.com. Let's go into budgeting. Before I go into that, the signs and the 7 ways to stop, I want to share with you a story of how even at a young age, my budget used to mess with me. I guess I was entangled with my budget. I think I was about 10 or 11, and me and my mother, we just moved from New York to Sanford, North Carolina. And the boyfriend that she was dating at the time, he was visiting us. And around that time, I want to say it was in the 90s, like the late 90s. I would say like debit cards and credit cards. Credit cards were, of course, available. People had them. But like debit cards, you know, where you can just swipe as freeing as you can now, people didn't have that. So a lot of times they carry cash. Her boyfriend at the time wanted to get gas, and he told me, okay, put $10 on gas or whatever. Oh wait, no, I was pumping the gas at the time, and I wasn't supposed to go over $10 because that's what he went inside to pay the cashier. And at that time, I think some places still do that, but very sparingly, you could pump the gas and go pay afterwards. I don't think they do that now. I actually went over. I went over 5 cents. And so when he came back, he was like, he was really upset. He was like, you know, what if I didn't have 5 cents? I think that was just a little snippet of, okay, going over the budget, because I've always had that kind of going over the budget thing and not having, you know, too many consequences. Like, okay, he was mad at me for a second, but I knew he had 5 cents in his car. Oftentimes, going over my budget, even as an adult, happened. And that's one of the reasons why I created Side Hustles. That's why I created Resume Recap. I worked at a hair store on the weekend, 12 hours. And I just wanted to see how that worked and the processes and stuff like that. But that also helped me not going over my budget. In sharing some of those ways that I've stopped overspending, I've made a better budget, and it has helped with other things, as far as even with my credit, knowing exactly what to get, what I need, instead of what I want. Here are the signs that you may go over budget. One is you spend all your money as soon as you get it. So on payday, you may pay some bills. Then any of the money you have left over, you happily go spend it. Maybe there's a big clearance at Home Depot, or there's a dress that you really want. Whatever the case, you deplete the monies you obtained. The second way you can tell is you use credit cards to buy items when you have no money. So credit cards are a great thing. I have to, you know, agree with that. But you have to use it wisely. And that can be a financially dangerous habit. Using credit cards to keep buying once the cash is gone can devastate your money and living situations. Next is you shop when you feel moody, anxious, or upset in some way. Your feelings largely depend on whether you're shopping, since shopping comforts you during any stress. You feel your spending is out of control. No matter what you do, you just can't stop. And finally, your shopping causes difficulties in your life. So you may have arguments with your spouse, and I've had arguments with my husband as well, about all the money you spend. Sometimes you aren't honest about what you spend, and that can happen because you feel guilty. You feel, okay, I thought I could stick to a budget, but instead overspent. And you know the consequences are, okay, maybe an argument. So here are the ways to stop. One thing that I did is I made a contract with myself, and I wrote it out and signed it. Basically, that contract gave me the confidence to change my direction about sticking to my budget. And it held me accountable to sticking to my budget. Another way to stop is maybe you want to think about your money situation and contemplate your money situation. How did you get started spending compulsively? Are there specific situations that trigger you to shop now? How do you feel when spending? By answering those questions, you can work hard to gain an understanding of why you spend compulsively. Next is charge yourself for spending. And that is something I've also wrote in my contract. So every time you spend money for something other than groceries, gas, or utility bills, pay yourself $20. This means you must pay back $20 to have ready when the bill for that compulsive item comes in. Number 4, write down all expenses. When you see on paper the amount you spent and what you spent it for, it somehow becomes real. In a sense, you're forcing yourself to think about the process and what you're doing. Number 5, examine the possessions you already have. If you have things that you aren't using, you can sell those things, and then that can help pay off your debts. Next, you want to empower yourself by becoming more conscious about how your spending affects your life. List the ways your life would change if you had no debt and used money wisely. There's a book that I would recommend. I recommend it to my friends. I don't know if they read it or not, but it's still a great keepsake. So it's called Girl, Get Your Credit Straight by Glenda Bridgeforth. She just goes in depth of what you can say to creditors, how you spend your money, what your laws are. It's been really helpful, so helpful that when I actually read it and used her techniques, my credit improved about 25 points. And finally, you want to make contact with Debtors Anonymous group in your area. A lot of people don't know this. Just like AA, there is a DA, which is Debtors Anonymous group. I mean, it's very helpful because you are surrounded by people who have the same issues as you. Asking for help is the wise thing to do whenever you believe your spending is out of control. Going to DA won't cost a dime, and it can provide support for you to get your life back on track. So if you've identified yourself as one who spends compulsively, you've taken the first step in the right direction by listening to this podcast episode. Making a contract, avoiding credit cards, or spending credit cards wisely, charging yourself for spending, keeping track of the expenses, and returning or reselling unused purchase items will help you get a grip of spending. Also, listing how your life will change when you stop spending, realizing spending doesn't make you happy, and going to Debtors Anonymous will set you on a positive path to real emotional and financial freedom. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of Expressive Espresso. I've been your host, Alexis DeAngelo Coley, and until we meet again, have a great week.